Although the technology to create these tunnels existed, steam locomotives could not be used in such a confined space. It wasn't until the development of a reliable electric motor and a means of transferring power from the generator to a moving train that the world's first deep-level electric railway, the City and South London, became possible. The line opened in 1890 and ran from the city to Stockwell, south of the River Thames. The trains were made up of three carriages and driven by electric engines. The carriages were narrow and had tiny windows just below the roof because it was thought that passengers would not want to look out at the tunnel walls. The line was not without its problems, mainly caused by an unreliable power supply. Although the City and South London Railway was a great technical achievement, it did not make a profit. Then, in 1900, the Central London Railway, known as the Tuppenny Tube, began operation using new electric locomotives. It was very popular, and soon afterwards new railways and extensions were added to the growing tube network. By 1907, the heart of today's underground system was in place.